Half a century ago, a group of student activists confronted racism in regional New South Wales in what's become known as the Freedom Ride. The University of Sydney students were led by the late Charles Perkins. Here, he explains the motivation.
The whole Freedom Ride is not so much for the white people. My deeper objective was for Aboriginal people to realise, hey, listen, second class is not good enough, you know? You don't have to always be first class, but don't always be second class. And don't cop shit, you know, when you don't have to. And you don't have to live on riverbanks and in shanty huts and at the end of a road where there's rubbish tip. Live in town. And you don't have to have cop these white men sneaking around pinching Aboriginal women at night, you know? Sitting down the front of picture theatres, not being able to sit in a restaurant, because nobody allows you as an Aboriginal to sit in a restaurant. That's not on.
The late Charles Perkins. Well, some of those original Freedom Riders will leave Sydney today to reenact that historic journey to mark the 50-year anniversary. Among them will be Brian Ahrens, who was studying science in the 1960s when his friendship with Charles Perkins began. He's been speaking here with Lindy Kerrin.
We knew that we would see racism and we knew various stories, but we were shocked to find what we found. And the main thing that shocked us was the reaction of the white people in these country towns. So, for example, we stood outside for several hours. We picketed the Walgett RSL Club, which would not allow Aboriginal ex-servicemen, men who'd actually fought for their country, to be members of the RSL or go into the RSL. Over that several hours, several hundred white people gathered, and Aboriginal people, but mainly white people, and their responses to what Charlie in particular was saying and what we were demonstrating about revealed to us a depth of racism that surprised even us. And then, of course, later, a few days later, in Moree, when there was a near-racist riot by several hundred white residents of Moree, I think it shocked the whole nation. And in fact, what those people did really revealed to the nation the depth of the problem, and from their point of view it was counterproductive because the rest of the nation sat up and said we did not know this was happening in our country.
50 years on, do you think things have changed in those towns? What are you expecting to see when you join other freedom riders and students from the university today in revisiting these towns?
Well, I at first was not going to go on this little recreation ride. I didn't think that sequels worked in the main, like films. But I have been really impressed, as have all of us, by what these towns are doing to commemorate the 50th anniversary. Take Moree, for example, which really was the worst response at the time. They're putting on a whole week of events. So I think if you wanted any evidence that our nation has changed, well, there it is. But, of course, we know that there's still a way to go.
And what do you think Charles Perkins would have to say today, 50 years on from the Freedom Rides?
Well, we can rest assured that if Charlie were here, he'd have plenty to say. I think he would recognise the changes that have been made, but I'm absolutely sure that he would not be satisfied and would still be saying, we've got a way to go. The Freedom Ride never could have happened and never would have had the credibility that it had without Charlie. He was our leader. This was the first time in Australia's history, probably, that an Aboriginal man emerged to such prominent leadership in the nation. And he was an Aboriginal person leading a group of mainly other students who were white people. And the way that Charlie dealt with things, he was extremely smart, he was politically very astute. We were well prepared with our non-violent direct action and also our determination, in Martin Luther King's words, and Charlie was very fond of quoting this, that we would certainly maybe create conflict, which was the accusation made, but it would be a creative tension that would lead to the addressing of injustices and hopefully the resolution of them. While I'm very happy about what is happening now to mark those 50 years, it is very sad for me and I think for everyone that he's not with us to enjoy it.
1965 Freedom Rider Brian Ahrens speaking to Lindy Kerrin.